If a person marries a woman, doesn't find psulim, she says that somebody raped her after he did kedushin to her. And she's saying to him that your field got ruined. In other words, you already mekadesh me. There was no mekach toz here. Yes, I'm not a psula anymore, but that's your problem. It happened after the kedushin. And the guy says, lo, ki ela ad shelo erastich. Now, the Mefarshim point out, he doesn't know for sure what happened. He's just saying that perhaps it was before I was mekadesh you. And therefore, you shouldn't get your ksuva at all because the whole thing was a mekach tos and you tricked me. Now, she's at least agreeing that she's a ba'ula. If she would actually say, that's not true, I was a psula, then he's believed. Like the Rab brings, because like we've said in the past, in that case, a person wouldn't prepare a whole suda and then lie. He already shelled out a lot of money for this whole wedding. So if she's totally contradicting him, he's the one that would be believed. But here she's at least agreeing that she's Ba'ula, but she's saying that it happened afterwards. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer Oimrim Nemenes. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that she's believed. She can take her ksuva. She does it with a Shavuos Heses. However, Tesenta brings the Rambam. It's mashma that she wouldn't do a Shavuos Heses. But why is she believed over here? So what's going on? So first, you have a Bari and a Shema going on here. Meaning, the guy is a Shema, he's not sure. And she is saying with clarity what happened. She's a Bari. She's saying that you for sure owe me 200 zuz, because I know that I was a ba'ula afterwards. And he's saying perhaps before. So it's a bari versus a shema. Now the klal is that when you just have bari and a shema, a bari is not stronger than a shema. Just because a guy says, I'm sure, when you want to take money from somebody, there's a concept called a motzi mechavera alavarai. You have to bring a proof. You can't just say, for sure it's mine. You have to actually bring a proof. So that wouldn't be enough. But the reason that she's believed is because of a chazoko. And there are different types of chazakas. This is a chazaka mi'ikara. Chazaka mi'ikara meaning from the beginning of time, from beforehand, the first time we know that she was a besula. And the shaila is when did she become a ba'ulo? When did somebody have bia to her? So if you go after the concept of chazaka, so that'll tell me that she was a besula until the last possible moment. So anytime you have a suffix, a chazaka is what's dan a suffix. It paskins a suffix. So suffik, when did it happen? So since there was a chazaka mikara that she was a psula, so probably she was a psula when he got married, and she only became a ba'ula much later on. That's what a chazaka mikara does. So because of the chazaka plus her taina of a bari versus a shema, that allows her to take her ksuva from him. Or another pshat the Rashba brings, because she also has a migo, she could have said something better. She could have just said to him that I'm a mukus eitz, I got injured. Because when she says something that she had bia, but she was raped, she's actually hurting herself because now she can't marry a kohen anymore. So if she's doing something like that, where she's saying something that messes herself up in a certain way, when she could have said something better, that's a reason to believe her. And because of that, plus the fact that she's a bari versus a shema, that's enough to take his mammon from him and to take the ksuva. And the Rav says the halach is like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Yeshua Aymer lo mipia anu chayin. We don't live from her words. Meaning she's lying. Melech HaShlomo brings Darizal. And Darizal's Medayik. The Torah says that on three things the world stands. The world exists. On Din, on Emes, and on Shalom. So if she's not telling the truth, we're not living from her. Because we live through Emes. That's why the Mishnah says, Lo mipianu chayin. We don't live from her. So we don't believe her. Ela harezo becheskas bu'ula ad sheloi tisaris. She's a chazaka. Right now she's a bu'ula. So there's a chazaka on her body. And Rabbi Yeshua holds of Cheskas Haguf, this is what Melech HaShlomo brings. Ad Shelo Tis'ares. Now, Ba'ula means we're working backwards. She's a Ba'ula now, and that's a, backwards, by the way, is a Chazaka Dehashta. When you have a Chazaka that something is now, so it's the reverse of the other Chazaka we used. Chazaka Dehashta is that now she's like this. Mistama, it was always like this, up until the first possible point, there couldn't have been like this. So Chazaka that she's a Ba'ula, Ad Shelo Tis'ares, will consider her a bula even before Eirusin, because of a chazaka of now, a chazaka of the guf on her body. And therefore, because he has a cheskas mamun, he's holding on to his money, and normally there's a motzi mechaver alavaraya, she wants to take his money, even though she's a barish, she's saying for certain it's mine, I know when it happened, and he's saying shema. Nevertheless, he also has a chazaka in his favor, that she's a cheskas bu'ula. So we assume that she's lying, and she cannot take his money, according to Rabbi Yeshua.